yeah. Lots of things going on, but little less of me organizing those events. More of my organization will happen with the food bank, so a little more focus on food insecurity.
Were you one of these people in high school that was a member of every organization?
I was involved. I did start up by myself a Save the Lakes program, and I tried to save the Lake Michigan at the time. I found out all the contaminants.
I picture you saving everything. Yeah. You're one of those people that wants to save the whales, save the horses, save everything.
I set up a booth at the Regency Mall trying to collect quarters to help save the lake and doing presentation at schools, and was talking about the toxins that were getting into our water and donating that money to help save the lake.
At this station back years ago, I was they made me the president of Coats for the Children. We were raising coats for children. We've got thousands of them. I remember I said to the owner of the company, why me? Why do I have to do it? why are you putting me? I don't want to be in charge.
Why not?
Well, I was in charge for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So I love having you in here.
Oh, I love
it. I can't believe an hour went by.
I know. And I feel like there's just so much more. But
did we miss anything?
Of course we did.
What did we miss?
We missed quite a bit. There's lots going on in the community and lots to be shared about the foreign exchange students, as that's been my theme. Or it's really more so how this community looks through the eye of a visitor.
In a couple of months, we're going to see if you're pulling your hair out over the foreign exchange students.
If I have hair left and what color it is.
When did they arrive?
About a couple weeks ago.
So it's still fresh and new.
Yeah.
What are their names? Can you give their first names?
Yeah, Dimitri and Asir.
Asir.
Yes. A-S-S-I-E-R.
Well, Dimitri sounds like a Greek name.
His mother is Greek.
Yeah, I knew that.
There you go.
Melissa, thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Alder, for the rest of her life. Alder, Melissa Caprillion, County Board Supervisor, Melissa Caprillion. Don't tell me. Executive Director of the Kenosha County Food Bank, Melissa Caprillion, and allowing foreign exchange students into her house, doing a very nice thing. I kid about it, but that's very nice.
Thank you.
And they'll go back and say, Americans are so nice and sweet. They let you eat all their food in the refrigerator. They allow, but this weirdo, we wouldn't allow any meat in the house. And we Americans use plastic bags and straws, and it's very strange in America how they do things. And we thank Melissa for letting us into her house. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Melissa Caprillion. It's 8:02. Wow, where'd the time go? Time for the news at WRJN. Let's do it.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Cammie McCormick. In Winder, Georgia, two students and two teachers are dead after a school shooting at Appalachie High School.
They don't feel real. I just can't believe my teacher, somebody that I see every day. It just don't feel real.
The suspect, just 14 years old, CBS's Mark Strassman reports.
Local deputies questioned the suspect and his father last year. The reason at the time, online threats to carry out a school shooting by the suspect, who was 13 years old at the time. But the father told deputies that his son had no access to guns in the house. The suspect denied making those threats at the time, and so there were no arrests until yesterday.
Authorities say he will be charged with murder. Turning to politics now, and a surprise announcement from Republican Liz Cheney yesterday, as Jim Krasula reports.
Former Congresswoman Liz Cheney has become the latest high-profile Republican to say,
not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris.
Cheney made the announcement at an event at Duke University in North Carolina. The conservative Republican co-chaired the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Cheney is now an outspoken critic of the former president.
Trump appeared at a Fox News town hall and warned of another global war.
You need a president that's not going to be taking you into war. We won't have World War III when I'm elected.
The back and forth over the election interference case against Trump is back in court today. Lawyers for Trump and special counsel Jack Smith will be before Judge Tanya Chutkan for the first time since the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity and Smith's revised indictment. Here's CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
So there is a possibility that we will hear her views on how she wants to move this case forward from the bench, or she may decide that she wants to hear from both sides further and then make a determination.
The CEOs of Kroger and Albertsons insisted at a court hearing that a merger would allow them to cut food prices. CBS's Jolene Kent reports shoppers want some relief.
Since 2019, according to the CBS Money Watch price tracker, bread jumped 54% and chicken 33%.
Nothing has gone down. It's all going up.
Things that you used to buy, like eggs, it's just gotten really expensive.
A dozen eggs more than doubled, but wages have also risen 23%, keeping pace with overall prices.
The FTC has sued to halt the merger, saying it would further increase food prices by reducing competition. Looking at early numbers on Wall Street, Dow futures are higher. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 34-year-old Union Pacific worker from Burlington died after being hit by a Metra train in Kenosha yesterday. It happened just after noon near 13th Avenue and 69th. We're working on learning more. Racine's Common Council has approved a developer's agreement to extend water services to Microsoft's planned data centers in Mount Pleasant. Alicia Jarrett, representative of Racine's 14th Aldermanic District, is stepping down. She says she's moving on to advance her career in the Air National Guard. And a Trump campaign town hall and a counter-protest are scheduled for Milwaukee tonight. The Republican event will be held near the UW-Milwaukee campus. A group called Working Families Power has organized a rally in opposition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love is entering his second season as a starter and is excited for the opportunity to open the year in Brazil.
Yeah, I'm excited. I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen the NFL game. Might be the first NFL game, so I'm excited for it. And like you said, first one, so it'll be very exciting.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 59. Tomorrow, a few lingering thunderstorms with a more fall-like high of 68. Saturday, sunny, 65 by Sunday, sunshine with a high back up to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
I like watching fishing on TV. You ever? That'll make you worry about yourself. You ever watch fishing on TV for like 15 minutes and then just go, boy, I better get a life. I'm watching fishing. I'm not even fishing, I'm watching fishing. Too lazy to fish. I'm taping fishing to watch again later. Come on over, I got a fishing tape. No, a new one. And at the end of the fishing show, they roll credits. There are like 90 people involved with the two guys fishing. What are they all doing? And one of the credits is film editor. This poor guy. He's got to watch all the footage. It's not exciting enough to make it into that final show.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. After 6 hours of school, I had enough for the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way.
I got a dance.
Dance, 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 811 at WRJN. I want to thank you for joining us here for local news and timeless hits. Do you ever work in the fast food industry? According to a brand new poll, one-third of Americans have worked at least one fast food place at some point. And get this, approximately one out of every eight workers in America at one time has worked for McDonald's. I never worked in the fast food industry. It's a good thing I'd probably be sneaking all the food out and eating it. It's 8:12 at WRJN on a beautiful, crisp Thursday morning. Here's Neil Diamond.
Baby loves me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah.
Spirit in the Sky. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank Melissa Caprillion for coming in. It's always she's always a good guest to have in here. Always talking nice and does so many nice things for the community. And I don't. So it's good that somebody in here does. Wow, she's a very nice person. Hey, if you were asked to make a birthday cake for someone who you secretly hated, what would you do? Well, some woman who's known for her baking asked Reddit, and she said she wanted to be as petty as possible. And she found enough people who were as petty as possible. Here's what they said. Just buy a cake instead. Don't bake it. Make sure it's cheap. That was the most popular answer. They said go to a grocery store, buy the cheapest cake they have, and leave the price sticker on it. And pick one that's especially marked down. Make a cake you know they'll hate. Not everyone will hate. Just the person you're buying the cake for will hate. And, like, for example, if they hate cream cheese, go heavy on the cream cheese frosting. Be sneakier and more subtle. Like, misspell their name on the cake. Or when you write happy birthday, put happy in quotes. And bring a salad instead. Say, oh, really? I was supposed to bring a cake? I'm so surprised. And you brought a salad instead. I don't like any of that. I'll tell you why. Because people like their birthdays. Why ruin somebody's birthday? Even if you hate them, you're there. Give them a nice birthday. That's terrible to ruin somebody's birthday. It only comes once a year, and you never know if it's going to be the last birthday or not, right? All right, just be nice about it. Hey, coming up on the other side, we have 3 dog night tickets to give away. Keep it right here.
Feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine.
Not fun.
Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F-word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrill at chris.morrill NOREAU at civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
All right, get ready. Three Dog Night coming to the Genesee Theater Thursday, a week from today, September 12th, 7:30 p.m. Original member lead vocalist Danny Hutton will be there. Milwaukee musician Trapper Ship will be the opening acoustic set act. And right now, I've got a pair of tickets for you. If you haven't won anything with us in the past 60 days, call us right now, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN for a pair of tickets to see Three Dog Night at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, coming up a week from tonight.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all this crazy question they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't want to see. Choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
She's a
Okay, we gave the tickets away to Scott from Racine. I was going to put him on the air, and we got disconnected. So he's going to see. If he wants to call back, we'll get him on. Hey, Scott, is that you?
Yeah. Is it who?
Oh, no. We gave the tickets away, okay? Gave the tickets away, but thanks for calling. Scott, I wanted to put him on the air with us here. But disconnected him. Anyway, so Scott is going to go see Three Dog Night at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan a week from tonight. We have one more pair of tickets to give away tomorrow right here at WRJN, and you can win them, all right? Hey, it's 8:30 on the noggin right now. Let's check news of the morning, see what's going on.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Westby today to hear from people about how they've benefited from his administration's Investing in America agenda. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez.
We were able to bring Microsoft in the Racine Kenosha area. That's fantastic for Wisconsin to have that type of tech hub. You're going to see a lot more of this.
The president is visiting the Blue Wall battleground states of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan this week. Conditions at Wisconsin's youth prisons are improving. A new report shows Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are meeting most court-ordered improvements. Those include fewer restraints and no more strip searches. The state plans to close both lockups and build a new youth prison in Milwaukee by 2026. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 34-year-old Union Pacific worker from Burlington died after being hit by a Metra train in Kenosha yesterday. His name was Austin Scott Raisby. It happened at around 12:15 near 13th Avenue and 69th Street. Kenosha police quickly showed up along with investigators from the Union Pacific Railroad. There were about 20 people on the southbound Metra train to Chicago at the time of the incident. We're still trying to learn more. Racine's Common Council has approved a developer's agreement to extend water services to Microsoft's planned data centers in Mount Pleasant. The decision clears the way for increased water flow to support Microsoft's $3.3 billion investment in Racine County. And the council is again down another member. Alicia Jarrett, representative of Racine's 14th Aldermanic District, says she's stepping aside. She was first elected in April. The rep for the western part of the city told Alders she was leaving to advance her career in the Air National Guard. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 83. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 59. Tomorrow, a few lingering thunderstorms with a more fall-like high of 68. Saturday, sunny, 65 by Sunday, sunshine with a high back up to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Travel a lot. I'm constantly going through security, always behind that person that's never left their house before. They always want to ask me questions. They're like, can I bring soup on the plane? It's homemade soup. I'm like, you should ask them. For an ID, can I use a fishing license? Should I take off my shoes and my pants? Yes, you should. Airport security is annoying. It's nothing compared to international travel, like going through customs and immigration. That's so intense. They're dressed like SWAT team members. I always get so nervous. I'm like, do I have heroin on me? I don't even know what heroin looks like, but I might have accidentally packed some. There's that mini interview with the customs agent. What do you plan to do in the country? Murder people. You got me. I wasn't ready for your trick questions.
Up on the roof, up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, up on the roof. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be. And there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. Down in the street,
keep a telling you right smack dab in the middle of town. I found a paradise that's trouble proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof. Up on
where you are, no matter how far, just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry, on that you can depend and never worry.
Feel relaxed? Do you know nearly a third of Americans are so busy they haven't had one day to relax in more than 3 months? 65% of people say they'd like to spend more time on self-care, things like listening to music, the radio, that's pretty good, taking bubble baths, and napping at the end of a long day. But they don't feel they have the downtime to make it a routine. Now, I've never taken a bubble bath in my life, but I nap every day. I never miss my naps. It's 840, local news and timeless hits at WRJN with the Yardbirds and For Your Love.
For Your Love.
To your door,
for your love,
to thrill you with delight.
dream of me at night.
Legendary guitarists were in that group: Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page. It doesn't get any bigger than that, does it? Wow! That's some group, the Yardbirds, huh?
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands,
to show you everyone is the time of the season for
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season. Daddy,
he rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
We'll be right back.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Zombies, time of the season here at WRJN, local news and timeless hits on your Thursday, September 5th already. Wow, we're moving along here. You ever have a work-related dream? You ever wonder what it meant? Well, I'm going to help you out here. Dr. Don's going to help you now. Showing up naked means you're worried someone might discover something you don't want them to know about you. I never had that dream. Killing your boss, wow, means you're frustrated and you feel like they control you. Running late means you're worried you won't live up to expectations. Entering a studio and the music is not on the air and it hasn't been like that for weeks and months and you're walking in there and saying, what happened? Well, maybe that last dream is just me.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Hey, coping with a serious illness can be overwhelming. Where to turn for help? Fortunately, in our area, Hospice Alliance is known for award-winning care covered by Medicare and many private insurance plans. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Down. Oh, but I know that. Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Oh, can't you see?
She's mine. It's 8:55. I'm going to have to leave. I want to stay.
That's all right. Go ahead. Stick around. I'll go get us some Kringles.
I'm like those crybabies on the TV show Big Brother when they're about to be voted off. I don't want to leave. I want to stay.
This is my whole life right here.
Yeah, this is it. I worked my entire life just to be on Big Brother. I don't want to leave. There's one. Well, I don't know if people are watching now. There's a woman called Angela. She's an older woman. Constantly crying on that show. Constantly crying. I think she needs psychiatric help. They used to have a psychiatrist on the first season.
Did they really?
Yeah, they just meet with these because people, you know, you're locked up in a house with these nuts for all summer. And this woman doesn't stop crying already.
Oh, no. Gee, there's no crying. There's no crying in Bachelor.
I don't want it. What'd you say?
There's no crying in Bachelor.
Yeah. No, what was the show that...
Bachelorette?
No, it was on A League of Their Own with Tom Hanks.
I know it. I love that line.
There's,
yeah.
There's no crying in baseball.
Are you crying? Are you crying?
There's no crying in baseball.
Oh, my goodness.
I read this. I haven't watched The Bachelor in so many years because it became very formula, you know,
yeah,
to the formula of, and people scripted and agents getting him on the show. But I heard the show ended, I guess, with a proposal, whatever. And they broke up right after the show was over, half hour after the show.
No.
That was quick.
Get out.
That's why this show really, you know, when it first came on, it was some realism to it.
Well, yeah, that one couple got married and they're still married today.
Yeah, now
Trisha.
It's not like that anymore. There were a few couples that got married.
And
that
hot, he was a hot fireman, if I remember.
Yeah, there was a guy, a farmer from Iowa, got married. And
I didn't even check that one.
I think he got arrested for something, too. Yeah, they were a couple that got married, but for the most part now, I don't watch it anymore. Now they got the Golden Bachelorette and the Golden Bachelor.
No, I'm going to waste my time. It's going to be with Last Chance Kitchen on Top Chef.
I'm going to waste my time on Survivor. I've never missed an episode of Survivor. It's coming back on in 2 weeks.
I got hooked on when I was flying Delta, and they've got like usually a whole series for the TV side. So, you know, I can watch at least three of the Survivors as I'm flying across the country. I'm back into it, but I didn't miss a series for the first 7 years.
Yeah, and I watch, I have every episode on DVD of Big Brother. I love that show, Big Brother. Ugh, never get tired of it. What does that say about my life? I'm Don Rosen.
Yeah.
I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Cindy Huber, she's up next. Keep it right here. But first, from the Broadway musical Hair, here's Oliver. Good morning, Starshine.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine. Good morning.